It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Growing houseplants. Let's talk about growing the dark green leafy kind. Those are a fun thing to do in the wintertime. Lots to choose from, but you have some other ideas for bringing color into the house this winter.
Yes, you know, it's nice with having houseplants around, but we always like to have color. And to try to get flowering houseplants to bloom indoors, sometimes it can be tough if you don't have enough light. But the key is you want to find a houseplant that produces spathes. Say that fast three times. That's S-P-A-T-H-E. Now, spathe is a modified leaf. It's similar to what you see when you look at poinsettias. Those are also modified leaves. They're called bracts, though. And the spathe is really nice because, unlike a regular flower, it lasts for months. And you have certain houseplants that have spathes. So they could be the peace lilies, those white-flowered ones that you see. The anthuriums or the flamingo flower, they have spathes that range in colors from yellow to pink to red to purple. And also, calla lilies have spathes. In fact, out in the natural world, Jack in the Pulpits, a wildflower that you often see, has a spathe. And even those corpse plants, you know, the ones that smell like rotten flesh, they even have spathes. So there's lots of plants with spathes. We're looking, though, for the houseplants because not only will these last a lot longer than regular houseplant flowers, these houseplants are really easy to grow. They can grow in low to medium light. They don't need a lot of water, and they're really easy to take care of. So when you're shopping for houseplants and you're looking to get some color, look for ones that have space. Again, the peace lilies, the anthuriums, or the flamingo flower, and the calla lilies are probably the easiest ones to find. That way, you'll be ensured that you have some nice color in your houseplant.
Very cool. Okay, let's tackle a couple of questions. This first one comes from Bill in Ticonderoga. Bill says, I have two apple trees, a George Webster and an early Mac. This past year is the first year that I got apples, but only on the early Mac. Most of them dropped off or were blown off by storms. What can I do to encourage the other tree to flower and produce apples? If I get many apples again, should I remove most of them to help the others do well? And since both trees have grown to 12 plus feet, should I trim the branches this winter?
Yes. So the George Webster, thank you for your question, by the way, Bill. The George Webster apple tree is an old heirloom variety. And if it's not even flowering, I would say it's probably because it may be a little young. But also it'll go into that other question you had about pruning. I think pruning it this winter would be a good idea to not only reduce the height, but to take water sprouts, suckers out, competing branches, crowding branches, really open up the tree. And sometimes just by the act of pruning, you can stimulate flower bud formation, maybe not for this year, but for the next year. Now, if it is flowering, but it's still not setting fruit, it could be that your early Mac is blooming too early and the flowers on your other tree is blooming late, so they're not pollinating each other. So I would suggest getting a late flowering apple variety, such as a Northern Spy. That will flower the same time as your George Webster heirloom apple tree, and hopefully they'll be able to pollinate each other.
The second question from Elaine in Essex. Elaine has been using an amaryllis bulb growing kit and says, I tried growing it in water only. It is actually working. The bulbs aren't rotting. I make sure the water level doesn't touch the bottom of the bulb, but will it flower again?
If you're amaryllis bulb is growing in water, it probably will not flower again. You'll get a flower this year for sure, but you really need to put it in some potting soil to get it to flower again. So once it's done flowering, you can cut the flower stalk back and then pot it up into some a potting soil in a container with some potting soil and then grow it like a houseplant. So you want to grow it in a sunny spot, keep it watered and fertilized. In the summer, put it out in a part shade location, continue to water and fertilize it. Then next September, the end of the month or so, you want to cut it back, stop watering it, put it in a cool, dark place for about 6 weeks. In November, bring it back out again, put it in a sunny window. And if you stay on top of it like that, you can be like mine, which is 3 years old and it has flower buds on.
Great. If you've got questions, send them to us at vpr.org when you search for All Things Gardening. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.